It's Monday, September 11th, 2006. Thanks for tuning in to this special music released on September 11th, 2001 episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That song right there was a band named Beulah from California, IA, who is no more. They broke up a couple years back, and it's a sad, sad thing because they were awesome. The song we just heard was called Cruel Minor Change, and it was from their amazingly great album called The Coast Is Never Clear. And you know, the interesting thing about that song and that album is that it was released on 9/11. That's right, 9/11, the day of 5 years ago when, a bunch of bad stuff happened here in the US of A. You know, it was an interesting day, that 9/11, because I was going to go and spend a bundle at the music store on 9/11. And as a fact of the matter is, I did. Just because a bunch of hell broke loose, it didn't stop me from spending my hard-earned money on music. So, Beulah's album, The Coast Is Never Clear, is one of the things that I might just have bought on September 11th, 2001. And as is this next song is They Might Be Giants. It's from their fine album called Mink Car, which, like The Coast Is Never Clear, was released on 9/11/2001. The song we're going to hear is called Yeah Yeah. It's a cover of Georgie Fame's Yeah Yeah song, which is also very good. But this one here, They Might Be Giants, Brooklyn Zone. Let's check it out. They Might Be Giants doing Yeah Yeah from their 9/11 released album, Mink Car.
I can say I see. say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling still. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I think I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah.
Here's a poem for today, a poem by Annie Farnsworth, about 9/11/2001, about an Associated Press photograph of a man falling from one of the towers, the poem entitled For the Falling Man. I see you again and again, tumbling out of the sky, in your slate-gray suit and pressed white shirt. At first I thought you were debris from the explosion, maybe gray plaster wall or fuselage, but then I realized that people were leaping. I know who you are. I know there's more to you than just this image on the news, this rag doll plummeting. I know you were someone's lover, husband, daddy. Last night you read stories to your children, tucked them in, then curled into sleep next to your wife. Perhaps there was small, sleepy talk of the future. Then before your morning coffee had cooled, you'd come to this, a choice between fire or falling. How feeble these words, billowing in this aftermath, how ineffectual this utterance of sorrow. We can see plainly it's hopeless, even as the words trail from our mouths, but we can't help ourselves. How I wish we could trade them for something that could really have caught you.
Plug it in and we begin. Crowd up in the center, they watch me with him. Watch the way we drop it in and mix time it. Rise and amplify it when we come in with the swing. Just follow in the back and naturally harmonize it. Climb into position, we synchronized it. Live from outer ghetto, we maximize it. Sound of the groove of mother, we super style.
Recline.
enter in the dance, plug it in and we begin. Crowd up in the center, they watch for the rhythm. Watch the way we drop it in a mix time. Rise and amplify it when we come in with the swing. Just follow in the back and naturally harmonize it. Climb into position, we synchronize it. Live from outer ghetto, we maximize it. Sound of the groove of mother, we super styling. We super styling. We super styling. Sometime when you feel the pressure does a wine. Sometime. Sometime. And through the day and through the night. Sometime. Sometime. You can make a pressure does a wine. Sometime.
Sometime. I really believe that the pagans and the abortionists and the feminists and the gays and the lesbians who are actively trying to make that an alternative lifestyle, the ACLU, People for the American Way, all of them who tried to secularize America, I point the finger in their face and say, you helped this happen.
And so friend, the same, it's the same, was it always the same? Anyways, for the last time, the clock. It's getting late.
The song before that song was Groove Armada's Super Stylin', which came out on 9/11 on the album Goodbye Country, Hello Nightclub, another fine album released on September 11th, 2001. It was an interesting day that day. I don't know what it is about September and October, but they tend to release a lot of good books and CDs and stuff in September and October, and September 11th, 2001 was no exception. And that's the reason that Groove Armada put out their album on that day. The song after Groove Armada was, of course, Ben Folds. Ben Folds did his debut as not Ben Folds 5, but just Ben Folds right there on 9/11/2001 with his album Rockin' the Suburbs. And that song was the first track from it called Annie Waits, which was always one of my favorites from that very, very acceptably awesome album. There's been a lot of famous albums. The Beatles released an album on the day that Kennedy was assassinated, which is sort of an interesting trivia bit. I think it was Meet the Beatles, but I'm not entirely positive. I should look that up before I talk about it, but I didn't, so whatever. I just remember that little bit of trivia, so you can look it up and actually know it for the next time it comes up. All right, finishing this episode of The Sounds of My Head on this here 9/11 is a band called the American Analog Set. They're from Austin, and they had an album come out on 9/11, like everyone else on this show. Theirs was called Know By Heart, and this is that very song. This is the title track, Know By Heart, from the American Analog Set album, released on September 11th, 2001. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Experiment in Terror by Henry Mancini and 5-4=Unity by Pavement. Tune in next week for all new music, which is very exciting and a lot less depressing.